Right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. That is the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And there's been so much great collaboration between all of those organizations, and I know a lot of people wear multiple hats in terms of working with one organization and also the other, and our guest today is absolutely no exception. She is the director of Youth Forward and Youth Works on Main, but today she's here representing the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties, Tabitha Blackwell, one of our favorites. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule working with literally every organization in the Triangle to come here. So tell us about the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties. Yeah. What are they and what do they do?
So I've been a member of the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties, and what they do, it's an organization of women committed to promoting volunteerism. It develops the potential of women and then really builds leadership and sends them out into the community. We do a lot of fundraising for amazing nonprofits in the community, mostly women and children focused. But we also, you know, it's a great way for us to get into the community, roll up our sleeves, and make a difference.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Is it training people to volunteer with existing initiatives, mm-hmm. or creating initiatives, or what is it?
So we actually have created some initiatives.
All
of the above. So one of our latest initiatives and one of the sort of focuses for us has been food insecurity and health, healthy living. So we volunteer and work with different organizations here in Orange County. A few of our favorites are Porch and Table, because those fall right within our wheelhouse. We also help and work with Ronald McDonald House, the Carey House. A lot of the ones that you may have on the show are individual owned organizations that we work with.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So are there places where people are out and about, or they see an event happening? Mm-hmm. What's the kind of the most prominent one where people might see you at?
Actually, one of the biggest ones that we have is coming up soon. Touch a Truck is our fundraisers,
yeah.
and it's coming up. It's actually going to be at Northgate Mall this year, our first time over in that, because we are Durham and Orange Counties. Mm-hmm. We try to show love on each side. So we have a Touch a Truck coming up April 7th at Northgate Mall. And the fundraising that we do, that is a fundraiser. So any of the admission that people pay to come in actually goes back into the community.
Very cool. Any other big events you have coming up? Touch
yeah.
the Truck's got to be a big one. But,
yes,
yeah.
it is. That's the one that's really focused towards getting kids out, and it's one of my favorites because I'm co-chair of that one.
Nice, nice.
So we also have our golf tournament, and this is going to be held at the Preserve at Jordan Lakes Golf Club, and that's on April 21st, and we are still accepting people. So if you guys want to build a team, or if you want to just come as an individual and get placed on a team, then it's a really amazing golf tournament. Also has a nice little cocktail hour with it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We got Tabitha Blackwell here, and another one. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, and
no,
all
go
of
for
the
it.
Funds,
yeah.
the big thing is all of the funds from these particular fundraisers are going back into the community. So we really encourage people to take a look. They can go to our website at jldoc.org and check out all of our events.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
jldoc.org. So Junior League Durham Orange Counties, jldoc.org. We got Tabitha Blackwell here in the studio, and are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Parents, kids, everyone above and below and in between. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If someone was going to make a statue in your honor, what material should they use?
The first thing I thought was cotton candy.
Ooh.
It is moldable.
I like that. I like that.
It can be hardened
yes.
if it's left out
yes.
long enough. And it's sweet.
Aw.
Yes.
Just like you.
Exactly.
I like that.
Sweet.
I like that. I was trying to think of if it should be like a permanent thing or an impermanent thing. I want to go impermanent. I want to say don't even do a statue. I want one of those like weird fireworks displays where like it forms a picture of
nice.
Me for like a second and then disappears. That's what I want.
I'm visualizing that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone else would look up and be like, what did you just see that? I didn't see that. Did you see? I think there was some weird face up there. That's the statue that I want.
Yes.
I like it.
Very
cotton candy, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a huge cotton candy sculpture.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
You'll have to share that one next time. You'll have to use that one.
Hey, if you're out there driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We've got Tabitha Blackwell here in the studio. Again, jldoc.org is the website for the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties. And if people want to get involved, I know, go to the website, but what are you looking for in terms of volunteers, donors, people getting involved in doing a bunch of different things? What are you looking for most?
So if you are a woman of any age who was interested in checking out the Junior League of Durham and Orange Counties, then we have our information on there. You can definitely contact us. One of the best ways for any individual to really support the work that we do is be a part of these fundraisers. So come on out to Touch a Truck. Tickets are $5 per person, but you can get $20 for a family. So bring your family on out. Kids under two and under are completely free to come out, and it's a full day, and from 10 to 2 at Northgate, and that's, you know, one of the best ways is through your wallet, so just come out and support, and then you can always just reach out to us if you're a business and you want to sponsor any of these pieces and really, you know, invest in the youth and families and children in the community, and invest in a group of women who are a powerful tool in getting out there and reaching those underserved communities.
Sounds good. Yeah. Again, jldoc.org for more information. Tabitha Blackwell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.